This is the Sakar Murli of 16th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, sit in solitude and practice experiencing yourself to be a soul separate from your body. This is known as dying alive. Question. What is the meaning of solitude? What should you experience while sitting in solitude? Answer. The meaning of solitude, lost in the depths of one, is to sit in remembrance of the one and let your body finish. This means to sit in solitude and experience, I, a soul, am leaving this body and am going to the Father. No one else should be remembered. Become bodiless while sitting there, as though you are dead to your body. I am a soul, a child of Shiv Baba. That's all. By practicing this, your body consciousness will continue to break. Om Shanti. The Father first of all explains to you children, sweetest children, while sitting here in remembrance, consider yourselves to be souls and continue to remember the Father. Your intellect should not be drawn anywhere else. You children know that you are souls. I, a soul, am playing a part through this body. Souls are imperishable and bodies are perishable. Therefore, you children have to become soul conscious and stay in remembrance of the Father. I am a soul, and it is up to me to make these organs work or not. Each of you has to consider yourself to be separate from your body. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. Continue to forget your bodies. I, a soul, am independent. I must remember no one but the One Father. For as long as I live, I must stay in the stage of death. The yoga of us souls must now be with the Father. I am dead to the world and my home. It is said, when you die, the world is dead for you. You now have to die alive. I, a soul, am a child of Shiv Baba. Continue to forget the consciousness of your bodies. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. Forget the consciousness of your bodies. Those are old bodies. Old things are discarded. Consider yourselves to be bodiless. You now have to go to the Father while remembering him. By doing this, you will instill that habit. You now have to return home. Therefore, why should you remember this old world? Sit in solitude and make effort on yourselves. Those on the path of devotion sit in little alcoves and turn the beads of a rosary and perform worship. You too should sit in solitude. And try this, and you will then instill this habit. You don't have to say anything with your mouth. Here it is a matter of the intellect. Shiv Baba is the one who is teaching you. He doesn't have to make effort. It is this Baba who makes effort. He then explains to you children, sit and churn this knowledge in this way, as much as possible. We now have to return to our home. These bodies have to be renounced here. It is only by remembering the Father that your sins will be absolved and your lifespan increased. You should constantly be thinking about this internally. You don't need to say anything out loud. On the path of devotion, some remember the Brahma element, and others even remember Shiva, but that remembrance is not accurate. Since they don't have the introduction of the Father, how could they remember him accurately? You have now received the Father's introduction. Wake up early in the morning and continue to talk to yourselves in this way in solitude. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and remember the Father. Baba, I am now truly about to come into your lap. That is the spiritual lap. Therefore, talk to yourselves in this way. Baba has come. Baba comes every cycle and teaches us Raja Yoga. The Father says, remember me and remember the cycle. You have to become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Only the Father has this knowledge of the whole cycle. He now gives it to you. He is making you into the knowers of the three aspects of time. You know all three aspects of time, that is, the beginning, the middle, and the end. The Father is the Supreme Soul. He doesn't have a body of his own. He is now sitting in this body and explaining to you. This is a wonderful aspect. Since he becomes present in the lucky chariot, there must definitely be another soul. It is this one's last of many births. He was the number one pure soul, who then became number one impure. He doesn't call himself God or Vishnu, etc. Not a single soul here is pure. All are impure. So Baba explains to you children, churn this knowledge in this way, and you will remain happy. Solitude is definitely needed for this. The body finishes by having remembrance of one. This is known as solitude. This skin will then be renounced. Sannyasis stay in remembrance of the Brahma element or the elements, and while staying in that remembrance, they renounce the consciousness of their bodies. Their only concern is to merge into the Brahma element. They just sit in that awareness. While sitting in that tapasya, they renounce their bodies. People on the path of devotion stumble around a great deal. Here there is no question of stumbling around. You just have to stay in remembrance. At the end, no one else must be remembered. You have to live at home with your families, but you must also make time to practice this. A student has great interest in his studies. This too is a study. When you don't consider yourselves to be souls, you forget the Father, teacher, and guru. Sit in solitude and churn this knowledge in this way. The vibrations in a busy household are not that good. If it is possible, make alternative arrangements to sit in solitude in a small room. Mothers have time during the day when the children have gone to school. Whatever time you have, continue to practice this. You just have your one home, whereas the Father has so many shops, and the number of them will continue to grow. People worry about their business, etc., and they lose sleep over it. This too is a business. Baba is such a big stockbroker. He exchanges so much. He exchanges your old bodies, etc., for new ones. He shows everyone the path. He has to do this business. This business is very big. Businessmen are only concerned about their business. Baba practices this business and tells you to do the same. The longer you stay in remembrance of the Father, the longer you will remain awake. When earning an income, souls enjoy themselves. People stay awake at night in order to earn money. During the season, they even keep their shops open all night. You will earn a very good income at night and early in the morning. You will become spinners of the discus of self-realization and knowers of the three aspects of time. You are accumulating wealth for 21 births. People make effort to become wealthy. If you remember the Father, your sins will be absolved and you will receive strength. If you don't stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you experience a great deal of loss because you have huge burdens of sins on your heads. You now have to accumulate. Only remember the One and become knowers of the three aspects of time. You have to accumulate this imperishable wealth for half a cycle. This is very valuable. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and extract jewels. Baba shows you children the way he does this himself. Some say, Baba, many storms of Maya come. Baba says, earn as much as possible. It is this that will be useful. Sit in solitude and remember the Father. If you have time, you can do a lot of service in the temples, etc. You must definitely have your badge with you. Everyone will then understand that you are the spiritual military. You even write that you are establishing heaven. There used to be the original eternal deity religion. That no longer exists. It is being established now. Lakshmi and Narayan are your aim and objective. At some time, you will even take this translight picture with a battery and go on a tour of the towns and villages and tell everyone that you are establishing this kingdom. This picture is first class. This picture will become very famous. There won't just be Lakshmi and Narayan, there will also be their whole kingdom. Self-sovereignty is being established. The Father now says, man above, remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. They say that they will celebrate a week of the Gita. All of these plans are being made exactly as they were a cycle ago. When you take this picture around the whole town, everyone will be very happy to see it. Tell them, remember the Father and the inheritance. Man above. This is a term from the Gita. Shiv Baba is God. He says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. By remembering the cycle of 84 births, this is what you will become. You can continue to give gifts of literature. Shiv Baba's treasure store is constantly overflowing. As you make further progress, a lot of service will take place. The aim and objective is very clear. There was one kingdom and one religion, and you were very wealthy. People want there to be one kingdom and one religion. The signs of what people want are visible in front of you. Later, they will understand that what you are saying is right. The kingdom of 100% purity, peace, and happiness is once again being established. You will then also be happy. Your arrows will strike the target when you stay in remembrance. You should only speak a few words and remain in silence and not come into sound too much. Baba doesn't like songs and poetry, etc. You mustn't compare yourselves to the people outside. Everything of yours is totally different. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. That's all. You should have very good slogans so that when people read them, they will wake up. The number of children continues to grow, but the treasure store still remains full. Whatever children give, it is then used by the children themselves. The father doesn't bring any money with him. Your things are used by you. The people of Bharat believe that they are reforming many things. They say that in 5 years there will be so much grain that there will never be any difficulty about grain, whereas you know that the situation will be such that there won't be any food to eat. It isn't that grain will be cheap. You children know that you are claiming your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. You will have to tolerate those few difficulties. It is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. The supersensuous joy of the gopis and gopis has also been remembered. There will be many children. Those who belong to this sapling will continue to come. The tree has to grow here. Establishment is taking place here. It is not like this in other religions. They come from up above. When they come, it is as though their tree is already planted. Then they continue to come down number-wise, and their tree continues to grow. They have no difficulty at all. They have to come down from above and play their parts. Therefore, there is no question of praise. Followers continue to follow the founder of their religion down here. What teachings do they give to attain salvation? None at all. Here the Father is establishing the future deity religion. The new sapling is planted at the confluence age. First of all, a sapling is planted in a pot, and then it is transplanted into the ground, and it continues to grow there. You too are all planting the sapling. It will then grow in the golden age, and you will attain your fortune of the kingdom. You are establishing a new world. People believe that many years of the Iron Age still remain because the scriptures speak of hundreds of thousands of years. They think that 40,000 years of the Iron Age still remain and that the Father will then come and create a new world. Some believe that this is the same Mahabharat war, that the God of the Gita definitely exists. You tell them that it wasn't Sri Krishna. The Father has explained that Sri Krishna takes 84 births. The features of one birth cannot be the same in another. So how could Sri Krishna come here? No one thinks about these things. You understand that Sri Krishna was a prince of heaven. So how could he come in the Copper Age? By looking at the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, you are able to understand everything. Shiv Baba is giving you this inheritance. Only the Father establishes the Golden Age. The pictures of the cycle and the tree, etc., are no less. One day all of these pictures that you have will be created in a trance-like form. Then everyone will ask for such a picture. Fast service will take place through these pictures. So many children will come to you that you won't have any time. Many will come and you will be happy. Day by day your force will increase. According to the drama, those who are to become flowers will be touched. You children won't have to say, "Baba, touch this one's intellect." Baba doesn't touch anyone's intellect. At the right time, they will be touched automatically. The Father only shows you the way. Many daughters write, "Touch the intellect of my husband." If Baba were to touch everyone's intellect, everyone would all come together in heaven. There has to be some effort made in a study. You are God's helpers. Baba tells you all the truth beforehand. He tells you exactly what you have to do. Take these pictures with you and also take a picture of the ladder. According to the drama, establishment has to take place. Pay attention to the directions that Baba gives you for doing service. Baba says, "Create hundreds of thousands of badges of different types. Buy a train ticket for 100 miles and go around and serve. Go from one carriage to the next and then to the next. This is very easy. You children should be very interested in doing service." Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Churn the ocean of knowledge and extract very good jewels. Accumulate an income. Become a true helper and do service. 2. Be very interested in studying. Whenever you have time, go into solitude. Practice being dead to your body while alive. Continue to experience this stage and forget the consciousness of your body. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of an example by transforming your main sanskar and thereby transform the world. Each one of you has one main sanskar, which you call your nature, and from time to time it becomes an obstruction to you moving forward. Become those who transform that main sanskar and become an embodiment of examples, for only then will the whole world be transformed. Now bring about such transformation that no one can say, "This has been that one's sanskar from the beginning." When that old sanskar is not visible to any percentage, and not even a single trace of it appears, when it is not spoken about, you would then be called an embodiment of an example of complete transformation. Slogan. The time for trying has now passed, so make a promise in your heart to transform your life. Aviat signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. When you use science, you understand that science does very good work. In the same way, experiment with the power of silence. For this, increase the practice of concentration. The main basis of concentration is the controlling power of the mind, with which the power of your mind increases. For this, stay in solitude. Om Shanti.